It's my year of breaking limit. Please rise to your feet this morning. Let's appreciate the Father, give him thanks, give him the praise, glorify him and give him praise. Magnify him again for the gift of life this morning. Thank him and give him praise. Father, we are grateful to you. We appreciate you. We glorify you. We thank you again this morning. Thank you for the gift of life. We return the glory to you. We appreciate you. We glorify you in the name of Jesus Christ. To you be the glory. Let him hear your voice of thanksgiving and praise. What a privilege to be alive in its presence. Give him glory. Give him praise. We magnify you. We glorify you. Thank you, Father. To you be the glory. We appreciate you. We glorify you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the privilege again to appear before you this morning. We glorify you. We appreciate you in the name of Jesus. Thank him for the privilege to be in his presence again this morning. Glorify him. Appreciate him. Give him thanks. To you, Father, be the glory. To you be the praise. We glorify you. We appreciate you. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank him for answers to our prayers all through the week. Glorify him and give him praise. Thank him and glorify him. We are grateful to you, Father, for answers to our prayers all through the week, for the release of grace all through the week. We glorify you. We appreciate you in the name of Jesus. To you be the glory. We thank you. We appreciate you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the release of your word all through the week. We glorify you. We appreciate you in the name of Jesus. Now thank him for his presence mighty in our midst this morning. Glorify him and appreciate him in the name of Jesus. Father, we are grateful to you for your awesome presence, your glorious presence again in our midst. This morning, we glorify you, we appreciate you in the name of Jesus. Thank him for the release of grace again this morning as we pray. Glorify him and appreciate him for abundance of grace as we pray this morning in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, we appreciate you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We glorify you. Now ask him for the release of his word again this morning that will transform our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask for your word again this morning that will change our lives forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Now thank him for the encounters of this morning as we wait upon him, as we pray. Give him thanks and glorify him in the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put our hands together for Jesus as we grant the praise.
What you say you will do, that is what you will do, and that is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called. What you say you will do, that is what you will do, that is what you will do, that is why you are called, that is why you are called Jehovah. For what you say you will do, what you say you will do, that is what you will do,
that is what you will do,
that is why you are called.
That is why you are called Jehovah.
What you say you will do,
what you say you will do,
That is why you are called.
That is why you are called.
Jehovah. Put those hands together, celebrate Jesus. We are marching. We are marching. The gate of hell shall not hinder us. We are marching on. We are marching on. The gate of hell shall not hinder. We are marching. We are marching. The gate of
hell shall not hinder us.
We are marching.
We are marching.
The gate of hell. We are marching. The church of the Lord is marching. The gate of hell. We are marching. Oh, we are marching. The gate of
hell.
Oh, we are marching. We are marching. We are marching. Oh, shall not hinder us. We are marching on. We are marching. The gate of hell. Oh, we are praying. We are praying. We are praying on. The church of the Lord is praying. Oh, we are praying on. We are praying. The gate of hell. Oh, we are praying. We are praying. Waking us up this morning. The gate of hell. Oh, we are praying on. We are praying. The gate of hell
shall not hinder.
We are praying. We are praying. Praying. Praying.
The gate of hell shall not hinder.
We are praying. Oh, we are praying. The
gate of hell shall not hinder.
Oh, we are marching. We are marching. Marching. Marching.
The gate of hell
shall not hinder. We are marching on, we are marching. The gate of hell
shall not hinder.
Oh, we are marching. We are marching. We are marching. Oh, shall not hinder us. We are marching on, we are marching. The gate of hell
shall not hinder.
Oh, we are marching. We are marching. Marching, marching. In this army I've got a part. In this army I've got a part. God's got an army. Mashing through the land.
Deliverance
is on. Oh, healing me. Everlasting joy. Life forevermore. Oh, oh, in this army I've got a part. I've got a part to play. Through the land, deliverance is the song. With healing in the end, everlasting joy, everlasting life forever. Oh, 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 in the sun, I've got a part. In the sun, I've got a part.
Shall we give Jesus a big, big, big hand of praise? Please be seated. We begin our intercessions this morning and we shall be praying, saying, Father, continue to empower every winner with grace for tireless engagement in this prophetic season so as to be listed among the rising giants. Can I amen be louder? Daniel chapter 12, and we'll read verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Please join me this morning. Rise to your feet and together let's lift up our voices saying, Father, continue to empower every winner with grace for tireless engagement in this prophetic season so as to be listed amongst the rising giants in this season. Lift up your voice and connect with grace even this morning. Heavenly Father, we ask in this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you release your grace, empower every winner with grace for tireless engagement, for continuous stewardship all through this prophetic season, so as to be listed amongst the end time giants that you are raising even in this time. Lift up your voice, everyone, wherever you are connected this morning. And let's engage our hearts and engage our faith as we cry unto our Heavenly Father. Ensure your voice has been heard this morning. Ensure you are praying from the depth of your heart. Every winner connecting with grace. Grace for consistent engagement. Grace for tireless commitment to the advancement of the kingdom and to the progress of the kingdom. Lift up your voice and pray this morning. You are connecting with that grace that is sufficient. Our Father and our God, we are asking this morning that you continue to empower every winner with your grace. Continue to empower every winner with your grace for tireless engagement. No winner will be weary. No winner will give up. No winner will stop on the wayside. We connect with grace even this morning for high-level productivity on the harvest field, for continuous engagement all through this prophetic season, so as to be listed amongst your end-time giants that you are raising in this prophetic season. Someone lift up your voice. Pray some more this morning. Ensure your voice is heard. You are engaging your heart and engaging your spirit. We are crying to God with faith in our hearts, connecting with his grace that is always sufficient. Paul said, having obtained help from above, I have continued. Therefore, lift up your voice and connect with divine help. Connect with divine help upon every winner, not to be tired, not to be weary, all through this prophetic season. Our Father and our God, we are praying this morning, continue to empower every single winner, young and old, male and female. Empower every winner with your grace to continue to engage tirelessly in the harvest field, to continue to engage productively in every dimension of kingdom stewardship, so as to be listed among the rising giants of this hour. Lift up your voice. You can pray in your spirit right now, but lift up your voice and ensure your cry of faith is ascending to God this morning. Everyone receiving grace, every winner connected with grace, not to be tired, not to be weary, to keep on keeping on the harvest field, engaging productively, engaging tirelessly. Our Father and our God, we are asking for grace upon every winner. Empower every winner with your grace for consistent engagement, for tireless engagement on the harvest field all through this prophetic season for high-level productivity. Lift up your hands, if you will. Lift up your voice and thank God for his grace that is sufficient and released upon every winner all through this prophetic season. Heavenly Father, we thank you for answers again to prayers. And in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You believe God, give Jesus a big hand, and you may please be seated.
Shortly, we'll rise up to pray again. This time, we'll be saying, Father, let this church be minimum twice its average attendance of 2019 before this prophetic season is over. A louder amen. Ezekiel 36 and verse 37. Thus hear the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel. To do it for them, I will increase them with men like a flock. Please, let's rise. Together, let's pray. Father, let this church be minimum twice its average attendance of 2019 before this prophetic season is over. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let this church be minimum twice its average attendance of 2019 before this prophetic season is over. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice and let's engage with all of our heart this morning. Let's engage with all of our heart this morning. Let the Lord hear your voice this morning. Pray with all fervency. Father, Let this church be minimum twice its average attendance of 2019 before this prophetic season is over. In the name of Jesus Christ, cause this church to be minimum twice its average attendance of 2019 before this prophetic season is over. In the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up our voice unto you this morning, Jesus. Let this church be minimum twice its average attendance of 2019 before this prophetic season is over. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, increase us with men like a flock, Lord Jesus, beyond the widest imagination of every one of us. Let it be, Almighty God, that this church will be minimum twice its average attendance of 2019 before this prophetic season is over. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we rely on you absolutely. We rely on you absolutely to perfect this prayer upon Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be, Lord Jesus, that this church will be minimum twice its average attendance of 2019 before the end of this prophetic season. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let it be our God, let it be our King, that this church will be minimum twice its average attendance of 2019 before this prophetic season is over. In the name of Jesus Christ, make sure God is hearing you this morning. Make sure God is hearing you this morning. Pray with all of your heart. Pray with all of your heart. Let your voice be registered in heaven this morning. You can pray your understanding. You can pray in the language of the Spirit. But let your heart be connected. Jesus, we cry unto you this morning. Let this church be minimum twice its average attendance of 2019 before this prophetic season is over. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our eyes are unto you, Lord Jesus. Cause this church to be minimum twice its average attendance of 2019 before this prophetic season is over. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let it be, Jesus, that this church will be minimum twice its average attendance of 2019 before this prophetic season is over. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hear us this morning, Lord Jesus, and hearken unto us speedily, that this church will be minimum twice its average attendance of 2019 before this prophetic season is over. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray with all of your heart. Pray with all fervency. Pray with all fervency. Pray with the assurance of answer this morning. Pray with the confidence that God hears our prayers and answers us. Jesus, let this church be minimum twice its average attendance of 2019 before this prophetic season is over. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that is our heart cry this morning, and we trust you to do it for us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that this church will be minimum twice its average attendance of 2019 before this prophetic season is over. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your hands and give him thanks this morning. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' great name, we have prayed. Please put your hands together for Jesus and be seated.
Next, this shall be a prayer line. Father, let the Holy Ghost come down as a mighty rushing wind, drafting unprecedented multitudes into this church tomorrow, Sunday. Acts chapter 2, verse 6. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together. Please rise and let's pray in the light of this scripture. Father, let the Holy Ghost come down as a mighty rushing wind, drafting unprecedented multitudes into this church tomorrow, Sunday. Let's be definite. Let's be focused. This is our prayer line this morning, and this is the will of God. Our Father, let the Holy Ghost come down as a mighty rushing wind, even this weekend, today, drafting abiding multitude into this church tomorrow, Sunday. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Let your faith be on key this morning. Oh God of heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the Holy Ghost come down. The Lord of the harvest, Let the Holy Ghost come down, the power of the highest. Let the Holy Ghost come down as a mighty rushing wind, drafting unprecedented multitude into this church tomorrow Sunday. Everyone contacted, everyone invited, everyone reached since this prophetic season began. Every member yet to resume since after the lockdown. Everyone that belongs to us that is yet to come. Our Father, by the wind of the Holy Ghost, the mighty, irresistible wind of the Holy Ghost, let them be rushed into our services tomorrow Sunday. In the name of Jesus, is that your prayer line? Lift your voice this morning and ensure God is hearing you. Ensure your voice is resonating in heaven. Ensure you are engaging with fervency. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, just like the day of Pentecost, let there be a mighty rushing wind of your spirit across the harvest fields, even today through to tomorrow, drafting in everyone anticipated, every harvest contacted, everyone that have been reached. Let each one be drafted in. Even the ones that shall be reached today, let no one be missing. Let it be like the wind in Numbers 11, drafting in quests of souls into our services tomorrow Sunday. Saints of God, lift your voice and pray as one in a revival. Engage your heart as one on the Lord's side. Pray a prayer that must be honored this morning. Our Father, without you, we can do nothing. It's not by power, it's not by might, but by your spirit. Now we ask that your spirit comes down as a mighty rushing wind, drafting unprecedented multitudes, multitudes never seen before, into this church tomorrow Sunday. You have done it before in the book of Acts. You have done it before in this commission. 100,000+ in one day. You have not changed. Do it again tomorrow. Oh God of heaven, by your spirit, let there be the drafting in of unprecedented multitudes from far and near. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice, pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in your understanding. Let your focus be ripe. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the Holy Ghost come down as a mighty rushing wind, drafting in unprecedented multitudes into our first, second, third, fourth services tomorrow. Let there be uncommon overflows according to your word. In the name of Jesus, prove you are behind this revival. Prove, oh God, you are not desirous that any soul should perish. Let the Holy Ghost come down as a mighty rushing wind across the harvest fields, drafting in unprecedented multitudes into this church tomorrow Sunday. Be fervent in the spirit. Pray much more in the Holy Ghost right now. You can also pray in your understanding. Let your faith arise. Our Father, let the Holy Ghost take over harvest field as a mighty rushing wind, drafting unprecedented multitudes into this church tomorrow Sunday. This is your will. This is our expectation. Let it be done to the glory of your holy name. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of God, Holy Ghost, take over our harvest fields, drafting everyone contacted, everyone invited, everyone reached, drafting multitudes beyond numbers into our services tomorrow Sunday to the glory of the Father. Wave your hands to him. Our prayers have been answered. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Please be seated and give Jesus a big hand of praise.
Next we shall rise to pray, saying, Father, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow Sunday, resulting in the influx of multitudes. Allow that email. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21, verse 11, chapter 2, verse 11. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow Sunday. Lift up your voice and let us call upon the God of heaven this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow Sunday, resulting in the influx of multitudes. Let everyone hear your voice this morning. Call upon the God of heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of multitudes, multitudes of men, multitudes of women, old and young, into our services tomorrow, Sunday. Lift up your voice and let everyone hear your voice of intercession this morning. Our Father, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of multitudes. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray this prayer with faith in your heart. Call upon the God of heaven and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of multitudes. Lift up your voice and pray this prayer with faith in your heart. Call upon the God of heaven. He's not a man that he should lie. He has been giving us perfect weather before now. He will do it again tomorrow. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Decree by the authority in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of multitudes. In the name of Jesus, remember, perfect weather coming from God, with whom is terrible majesty. Our Father, we are standing upon the word of God this morning, and we pray in the name of Jesus that we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of multitudes, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice the more and pray. Pray this prayer from the depth of your heart. Call upon the God of heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of multitudes. Pray from the depth of your heart. Call upon him. He's hearing us this morning. Our Father, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of multitudes. In the name of Jesus, pray this prayer in the spirit right now. You can pray it in your understanding. Begin to call upon the God of heaven. There shall be no drop of rain before, during, and after our services. The sun shall not be scorching. In the name of Jesus, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of multitudes. Lift up your voice and give him thanks. Magnify me as answer us again. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are prayed. Put your hands together for him and please be seated.
In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, gather great multitudes into our services tomorrow, Sunday, and grant open doors to every worshiper by your word. Can I hear a louder amen? Revelation chapter 3, verse 7, I paraphrase, says, he that had the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered this morning. Father, gather great multitudes into our services tomorrow, Sunday. Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, gather great multitudes into our services tomorrow, Sunday. And as you gather them, grant each and every one open doors. Grant each and every worshiper open doors via your word. Someone lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Pray in your understanding. Also make intercession in the spirit. But by all means, let your voice resound in heaven. my Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Gather great multitudes. Gather great multitudes into our services tomorrow, Sunday. And as you gather them, grant each and everyone open doors. Grant every worshiper open doors via your word, by your word, and by the power of the anointing. Let every worshiper experience open doors. Lift up your voice as you pray. Father, gather unprecedented multitudes. Gather great multitudes. Gather abiding multitudes. Gather record-breaking multitudes into our services tomorrow, Sunday. And as you gather them, grant open doors to every worshiper by your word. Grant every worshiper open doors that no man can shut. Grant every worshiper open doors that no man can shut by your word. Grant them open doors in business, open doors in career, professional open doors. Someone lift up your voice as we pray. Grant us, O Lord, open doors. Every worshiper that gathers upon this mountain come Sunday, Father, grant open doors by your word. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. Father, we ask, O Lord, grant, O Lord, open doors to every worshiper by your word. As you gather great multitudes into our services tomorrow, Sunday. Father, we ask, O Lord, gather great multitudes into our services tomorrow, Sunday, and set before us open doors that no man can shut by your word. Set before us open doors that no man can shut by your word. Set before it and every one of us open doors that no man can shut. Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask, gather great multitudes into our services. Come tomorrow, Sunday, and grant open doors to every worshiper by your word. Grant open doors to each and every worshiper by your word. Pray your understanding. Also make intercession in the spirit. But by all means, let your heart be connected in prayer. Father, this is our heart cry. Grant, O Lord, open doors to every worshiper by your word as we gather on this mountain. Someone lift up your hands right now. Begin to appreciate God. Give him thanks. Give him praise for answers to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord. And please, you may be seated.
Right now, we shall be rising up to pray our personal supplication. We have the opportunity to give expression to our heart desires before the Almighty God. As we do so this morning, let's remember his word to us in the book of Psalms, chapter 34 and verse 5. Psalms chapter 34 and verse 5. The scripture says, they looked unto him and they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. You shall never experience shame again. Therefore, as you look unto him this morning in prayers and making known unto him those desires, light will come from heaven and shame shall be rolled away and answers shall be released in Jesus' mighty name. Please rise upon your feet as soldiers of Christ with this understanding. Begin to pour out your soul unto God. Take advantage of the dew of the morning and receive answers to your desires in Jesus' name. Now lift up your voice, begin to give thanks unto God for light from above. Thank him for rolling shame away. Thank him for answers and testimonies. Give him glory, magnify his name. Father, we thank you, we praise you for answered prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please take your seat. Give the Lord a big clap of.
We enjoin to speak according to the law and to the testimony. In this covenant of prayer, it's testimony time. Please, let's listen to these documented testimonies and be blessed as we do so. Number one, 4 years career stagnation destroyed via Matthew 6:33. Amen. I joined this commission in 2011 as a student. I graduated from the university in the year 2013, and all efforts to secure a good job proved abortive ever since. In obedience to the bishop's commandment, I decided to set my priorities right. So I made sure a day did not pass by without engaging my minimum daily 1 hour kingdom advancement prayers. I also engaged in reaching out to souls vigorously like never before. I enrolled for the WOVBI, and I was so sure my case was settled after the encounters at WOVBI. I thereafter picked books addressing the unwanted situation in my life, read and applied every truth in the books. Suddenly, I received an SMS in April for an interview, and after 2 stages of the interview, I was successful. Bigger for Jesus, let's appreciate him more. Then, I resumed my miracle job. I return all the glory to God who has liberated me from the siege of career stagnation. Testifier Adewale Michael. Let's appreciate Jesus for that testimony. Number two, God has given me double for my trouble. Amen. Hallelujah. I was afflicted in my body and was without a job. Meanwhile, on the 4th of May 2018, during the liberation night, as the anointing came on me, the affliction vanished without any trace. I appreciate Jesus for that. Secondly, as a family man without a job for 13 months, feeding became very critical. I had to stop my children from going to school, and the thought of being thrown out of the house occupied my mind. Life became unbearable. I engaged vigorously in kingdom advancement endeavors. I prayed daily for between 1 to 2 hours using the church prayer guidelines. I went out for soul winning, distributing flyers and tracts on the streets, house to house, knocking on doors, business locations, and others. Miraculously, I received a call inviting me for interview from an organization I never applied to. The interview turned out to be a discussion. Finally, he called me and said, "Being a new establishment, you have all the qualities required to head the organization. Therefore, I'm appointing you to oversee the running of the entire organization. From staffing to decision making, all is at your discretion." Hallelujah. We can make that bigger for Jesus. "Only in office will I be greater than you." The appointment came with a handsome salary and with a befitting accommodation. "The Lord has indeed given me double for my troubles. The storm is over. Matthew 6:33 works. I give all the glory to God." The testifier is Gabriel's Adetula. Can we please rise on our feet? Let's lift our hands to God with loud voices. Let's magnify him for these testimonies.
Lift your hand and lift your voice to heaven and give God the glory this morning from the depth of your heart. Give him praise. Thank him for the testimonies that we have heard. These are the doings of the Lord, and they are marvelous in our eyes. Let your voice of thanksgiving be heard on high this morning. Give him glory, give him praise. Give him glory, give him praise. Give him glory, give him praise. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. Let your voice of thanksgiving be registered on high this morning. Remember, as you are thanking him for what he has done, you are positioning for what he will yet do. Give him the glory. These are the doings of the Lord. They are marvelous in our eyes.
also begin to thank him for the answers he has given to your prayer this morning, knowing that you have not prayed in vain, but that God has heard you and that he's answering all of your petitions. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him praise and give him glory. Now begin to ask him to speak to you this morning. Lord, I'm here to hear from you today. Speak to me by your word. I'm here for an encounter with you. Transform me by your word. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for the blessing of being in your presence. We thank you, Lord, for all of the testimonies we have heard. They are your doings and they are marvelous in our eyes. And for it, we give you all the glory. For the answers to our prayer, we say thank you. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon you this morning. We ask that you will speak to us. By your word, let every one of us be changed and transformed. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand, and please, you may be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. We have been looking at this line of exhortations all through the week, entitled Wonders of Partnership with God. We have come to establish in the course of the week, all through this season, that our engagement in advancing the kingdom of God, whether in prayer or in soul winning, commits God to establish partnership with us. Jesus said in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And as a result of that, they went everywhere, in verse 20, preaching, the Lord also working with them, confirming the word with signs following. In Matthew 28, verse 19 and verse 20, he said the same thing. And he said, as you are doing so, behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. So clearly from scriptures, we are made to understand that our engagement in the advancement of God's kingdom establishes a partnership between us and God. And partnership with God turns a man to a living wonder. It produces unusual results in the life of an individual. And what we've tried to examine all through this week are the effects of that partnership with God. And this morning we are going to look at this very important fact, that partnership with God enthrones believers. Partnership with God enthrones believers. Every time you find a man that is in partnership with God, he cannot end up on the ground. He must end up on a throne. In Luke chapter 22, Jesus painted a very clear picture to us from verse 25 to 27. And then we'll see the after effect from verse 28 to 30. He said, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they exercise authority are called benefactors. He said, but ye shall not be so. But he that is the greatest among you shall be as the younger, and he that is chief as him that doth serve. He says, which is greater, the one that sitteth at meat or he that serveth? I am among you as he that serveth. Jesus was showing us the pattern for greatness in the kingdom. He said, which one seems greater in the physical? Is it not the one that is sitting? He said, but I have come among you as he that serves. The pathway to greatness and enthronement in the kingdom is the pathway of stewardship. Now look at what it says in verse 28. Ye are they which have continued with me on all my temptations. He says, and I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father has appointed me. You will judge the 12 tribes of Israel and you will sit on thrones. When you commit yourself to stewardship, the outcome of your engagement is enthronement. That is why there is no one that actually commits themselves to serving God that can end on the floor. You must end on the throne.
The Bible makes it very clear to us. And the testimony we heard this morning is very instructive. An individual for 13 months, no income, feeding becoming a critical issue, getting to the point where children are withdrawn from school, life becoming unbearable, but then begins to engage from the floor. And from the floor, ended on the throne. If you listen to the statements that were made by the owner of that organization, it is the exact statement that was made by Pharaoh to Joseph. Only in position will I be greater than you. Everything you are going to do, from staffing, whatever concerns this organization, it is you that it falls to. Gave a befitting accommodation when he was about to be thrown out of the one where he was. God just dramatically changing his story. Remember, Joseph started from the prison, but he was given a place in the palace. The same exact experience, and all tied to engagement. There is no one that genuinely is engaging in serving God that ends on the floor. It must end on a throne. In Proverbs 11 and verse 30, the Bible says there to us, he that winneth souls is wise. And in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 15 and verse 16, the effect of wisdom is always enthronement. It said, because by me kings reign and princes decree justice. So the after effect of our engagement in the pursuit of the lost will always be enthronement, because the wisdom that comes through soul winning is the wisdom that positions for reigning. Remember, according to scripture, every child of God is ordained to reign on the earth. The Bible makes it very clear to us in Revelation 5 and verse 10. It said that he has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. But what gives you your throne from where you reign is your engagement in advancing the kingdom. Now let's take note of these very important things. First, that God bestows honor on everyone serving him in truth and in deed. The honor of enthronement is the response of God to our stewardship towards him in truth and in deed. In John chapter 12, verse 23 to 26, Jesus speaking, he said that the hour for the Son of Man to be glorified is come. But except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it dies, it will bring forth much fruit. It then goes on to say, he that loveth his life will lose it. But he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Now look at verse 26 very closely. It says, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there also shall my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now, somebody may say, well, all he's talking about there is honor. Take note of what he said there. He said very closely, he said, if any man serve me, let him follow me. Follow me, meaning what? Matthew 4:19, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Let him follow me. Let him follow me in pursuit of the lost. And what will happen to him when he does that? He said, where I am, there shall my servant be also. Where is he now? He's seated on the throne on high. So anyone that actually follows him, serving him, cannot but end up with the honor of enthronement. So the honor there is tied to the enthronement. There is no one that is sitting on a throne that lacks honor. In the same vein, anyone who is in pursuit of the lost, following Christ, as a result of that, that individual enjoys the honor of enthronement. That will be somebody's testimony here. In Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 28, the Bible makes it clear to us. Proverbs 14:28, it said, in the multitude of the people is the king's honor, but in the want of the people is the destruction of the prince. So God is honored every time the multitudes are gathered unto him. And it says in 1 Samuel 2 verse 30, he that honors me, I will honor. The moment you honor God by being part of gathering the multitudes to him, you cannot lack the honor of God. And please hear this, there is no honor that compares to the honor that comes from God. There are people who are running around the earth today seeking for the honor of men. But when God honors a man, no man can dishonor him. The honor of God is not erasable by the hatred of man. That's why you discover that when a man is honored by God, even those who hate him honor him by force. That is the power of divine honor. It says in John 5:44, he said, "Ye are they which seek honor one from another. But you seek not the honor that cometh from God only." There is a dimension of honor that only God can bestow. And God is no respecter of persons. A man can honor you because he likes you, but God only honors you because you serve him. It is our service to God that secures the honor of God. I see the honor of God coming upon us in this prophetic season as we serve him in the name of Jesus. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. Furthermore, we discover that every soul winner is recognized as an ambassador of Christ, which entitles such individuals to ambassadorial immunity. According to scripture in the book of 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 to 20, we are told if any man is in Christ, is a new creature. That new creature now is ordained by God to have this ministry of reconciliation, is given the word of reconciliation, and when he begins to engage in it, is referred to as an ambassador of Christ. An ambassador has immunity to the occurrences that take place in whatever community they stay in. They are immune. They are protected. They are defended. Now look at Zechariah chapter 2, verse 4, verse 5, and verse 8. And you will see what this means. It says, "Run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls, for the multitude of men and of cattle therein. He said, for I, the Lord, will be a wall of fire round about her, and I will be the glory in the midst of her." Now look at verse 8 very closely. It says, "For thus saith the Lord, after the glory hath he sent me unto the nations, which spoiled you. For he that toucheth you, toucheth the apple of his eye." The moment you are part of the ingathering, you are part of the harvesting, you become the apple of the eye. You see, a person may permit you to touch their hand, but no one will be looking at you touching his eye. God says you are the apple of my eye. Anyone that is seeking to touch you is not just touching my finger. You see, many of us understand that according to scriptures, you and I are part of the body of Christ. But God is saying that in your stewardship, you are particularly the eye. Anyone that wants to touch you is trying to touch the eye. You will not look at anybody trying to touch your eye. You will slap the hand out. God is saying, I cannot watch anyone touch you when you are committed to serving me. That's why you are secure. You are immune to the occurrences around you. You see, that is the effect of our commitment to serving God. I pray that for each one of us, as grace comes upon our lives, not only will we serve him, but we will become untouchable by the enemy. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. I said, somebody believe it, say a loud amen. And if there is anything that we need in our day and age today, we need that defense of heaven. We live in a wicked world, a world that is full of satanic atrocities. But God has provided heavenly defenses for those that are committed to serving him. My prayer for each one of us is that from this day, we'll be counted among those that are serving and defended by God. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. I say, believe it, say a loud amen. So what it leaves you and I with is a responsibility to make a choice. To make a choice. The choice of serving God. God's servant and father said over and again, serving God is not a gift. Serving God is a choice. It is a choice, but it is the choice of the wise. Therefore, we must make a choice. This day is an opportunity given to you and to me. Tomorrow, Sunday, is an opportunity given to you and to me. And that means that if you are truly committed to serving God, then you won't come to that service alone. You will ensure that one is dragged with you. Why? Anyone part of bringing souls is a partaker of his honor. And that honor, among other things, gives you the defense of God where evil is unable to touch you. All that is required is a choice. When the choice is made, the outcome is sure. I see each one of us today being part of those dignified servants of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Will you rise your feet to me this morning and take grace from God? Lord, I receive grace from you today to serve you effectively, to serve you fruitfully, to serve you productively. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. I receive grace this morning. 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 Grace to serve you effectively, wholeheartedly. I take it today. 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 I receive that grace this morning. I receive that grace this morning. Let it be made available to me in the name of Jesus. I receive that grace this morning. 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 Let it be made manifest. Let it be made manifest. Let it be made manifest in the name of Jesus. Let it be made manifest in the name of Jesus. Let that grace be made manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be made manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hand and lift your voice and receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Pray in the Spirit. Pray your understanding and take delivery of the grace of heaven. Lord, I've made my decision, but I take your grace to be effective, to be productive in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say a loud amen. I remember the testimony of one of us who said, believing God for the fruit of the womb, but during prophetic engagement, she said, I will just go out, share a few flyers, and come back. Not one soul presented to God, and nothing happened. Participation does not determine that you are in partnership. She decided at a point, I will engage vigorously, and then began to bring souls to God. Her testimony landed. It's not just about participating. I collect flyers, I go. No, God is marking you based on what you bring. Not just what you do, not just that you go, but that you bring. He said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. So it is not just going, but it is about bringing. That is the task that each one of us has. Don't let the day just pass you by. Don't arrive in that service just testifying that I went. Make sure that you bring. When you bring and God sees, he marks you and God pays. And the payment of God comes in ways that no man can pay. Man can pay you materially, but God pays you among other things with honor. He pays you with it, an enthronement that no man can give you. I see that becoming somebody's experience. So position yourself not just to go, but Lord, I must bring. Lord, I must bring. When your heart is panting like that, you will not miss out in this move. I see that becoming somebody's experience in the name of Jesus Christ. The flyers and tracts are available. Let's stretch our hands again and ask the breath of the Holy Ghost to rest upon them. Every flyer, every tract, breathe upon them, Lord. Let the words carry life. Let the images carry life. Let the testimonies carry life. As they reach the hands of individuals, let everyone respond to them speedily in the name of Jesus. None of these shall be wasted. Everyone with whom they arrive, it will speak life unto them. It will gather individuals, gather families, even gather communities unto Christ in the name of Jesus. Everyone that it reaches, they are gathered into your presence. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Father, we decree and declare that every one of the flyers that are going out today, we declare that they are blessed. Your breath shall rest upon them. Let them be sharp sickles of harvest, sickles that will not miss their target in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for it. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Speak to the day right now and make your declaration concerning the day. You shall decree a thing, it shall be established unto you. Make sure you are speaking boldly, speaking confidently, speaking wholeheartedly, declaring what the day must deliver. Declaring what the day must deliver. Including making declaration about your engagement, about what your engagement will deliver. Speak right now. Speak right now. decree, and declare. It shall be delivered as you decree. The day is productive, the day is fruitful, the day is bountiful in harvest, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. As you have declared, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. What eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.